While I was chatting with Athlon Outdoors Nino Bossaz about Ruger's Barisanal Carbine a few months ago, we talked about how this rifle was an ideal home defense weapon, or a great truck gun to keep handy while I worked on my farm, and just a couple of weeks ago, it occurred to me Ruger's BC Carbine can serve in another role, church security, prayer rosin security. Back in September of 2017, Emmanuel Sampson, a 25-year-old black man originally from Sudan, was charged with killing Melanie Crow in the parking lot of the Bennett Chapel Church of Christ in Antioch, Tennessee, as Sunday worship services ended. It is alleged in the indictment that Sampson then walked inside the church and shot the preacher, his wife, and injured five more before he was disarmed by a church member. While the flock worships, several congregations' leaders have appointed some among them to adopt the role of sheepdogs. Although I've never worshipped at Bennett Chapel, I'm familiar with it. For 10 years, I lived just 10 minutes away from the church. Frequently, I met friends there before a sunrise. We'd drink coffee and make final pre-hunt plans when spring turkey hunting on nearby Percy Priest Wildlife Management Area. There was a time when crazed gunmen attacking soft targets always seemed like something that just showed up on the news for a few days, but this was shockingly close to home. Many churches across the country have now created organized, armed security teams to protect worship services. I've also learned that several handgun permit holders have been carrying in church all along, just in case. There's a lot more involved in proper security setups than just having a few people with pistols in their pockets or purses. Training covers a broad range of topics, one of which is firearm proficiency. Another thing I've learned is that there exists a wide range of skills and experience. Under stress, those less skilled with a handgun would be well served to have a long gun close at hand to deal with an armed threat. That's where Ruger's Barisanal Carbine could be deployed more effectively than a handgun. Gun details. The Ruger Barisanal Carbine possesses several features that give it high marks as a defense weapon. The first feature on the list, interchangeable magazine wells, for the use of common Ruger or Glock magazines. The gun ships with Ruger's SR series and Security 9 magazine well installed, and an additional magazine well accepting Glock magazines is included. A third option, the Ruger American Pistol magazine well, is available from the factory. It only takes a few minutes to disassemble the little rifle and swap mag wells. Easy takedown enables quick separation of the barrel and formed assembly from the action for ease of transportation, storage, and concealment. Takedown is simple. Lock the bolt back to verify the rifle is unloaded, depress a recessed lever, twist the sub-assemblies, and pull them apart. Reassembly takes about 5 seconds. Ambidextrous loading and feeding manipulation is possible, as well as weak hand loading, while allowing the trigger hand to stay in place. The magazine release and charging handle are reversible. Older Glock magazines with only one magazine latch slot may still be used with the BC Carbine, but the magazine release button must remain on the left side of the rifle, as shipped from the factory. Ruger refers to the BC Carbine's action as dead blow, which features a tungsten dead blow weight that shortens bolt travel and reduces felt recoil and muzzle rise. The bolt is machined from heat-treated, chromoly steel, to ensure a strength, structural integrity, and durability. Ruger's BC Carbine allows precise bullet placement, and these 50-yard groups with different loads often left one ragged hole. The 16.12-inch chromoly steel barrel is cold hammer-forged, with 1-in-10-inch twist rifling. The heavy contour barrel provides consistent accuracy, while barrel fluting sheds unnecessary weight and allows for quick handling. The muzzle is threaded with a thread protector. This allows for standard accessories, such as silencers. The receiver is milled from 7075T6 aluminum billet, Type 3 hard coat anodized, and the top has a Picatinny rail milled in for optics mounting. On the outside, the front sight is a protected blade, and the rear is an adjustable ghost ring aperture sight. The glass-filled nylon synthetic stock features sling swivel studs, and a forward-mounted accessory rail allows for lights or lasers. The grip has a proprietary texture for enhanced control. A soft rubber butt pad with spacers allows the rifle to be properly sized for different shooters, or varying levels of outerwear and gear. 3 half-inch spacers are included. Borrowing components from the 22nd of October trigger group, the BC Carbine offers a light, crisp trigger pull, minimal over-travel, and a positive reset. Checking the trigger with a scale showed a consistent 4.5-pound pull. The BC Carbine weighs 6.8 pounds, and measures 34.37 inches overall. Also included, one Ruger SR series pistol magazine, and hex wrenches for rear sight adjustment, butt spacer adjustment, and charging handle removal. The BC Carbine begs for a quick handling, low magnification optic, but to squeeze all the performance potential, greater magnification was warranted. I had a spare Leupold Marek IV 3.5 to 10 times, 40mm scope in mounts that fit a Picatinny rail, so it was simple to attach and sight in. Downrange, I conducted accuracy testing from a solid bench, using front and rear bags for support. My range was 50 yards. Velocity data was collected with an Ola 35P chronograph, set 15 feet from the muzzle. 3 5 shot groups were fired with each load. Hornady's critical duty 135 grain flex lock was first. This bullet uses a flex tip, a plastic BB embedded in the hollow point cavity, to prevent clogging and aid barrier penetration. It also has a heavy interlock band that keeps the bullet and port together, for maximum weight retention, consistent expansion, and penetration. This load averaged 1,131 feet per second, with a standard deviation of 30. The smallest 5-shot group at 50 yards measured 0.88 inches, with an average of 1.11 inches. Next, Remington's brass jacketed hollow point. It averaged 1,235 feet per second, with a standard deviation of 20. The smallest group was 1.22 inches, and the average, 1.51 inches. The 100 grain Black Hills Honey Badger fared well in testing. The smallest group measured 0.64 inches, and the average, 0.93 inches. Factory velocity is 1,300 feet per second, but my chronograph clocked it both above and below that. Extreme spread was 84 feet per second, standard deviation, 34, average, 1,267. This is a new load for Black Hills, with a fluted tip that creates a yaw effect on impact, creating a large wound channel. Being solid, it penetrates deeply. Ballistic gel tests show penetration to 16 inches, with a temporary cavity 3 inches in diameter after 8 inches of penetration. Black Hills 124 grain JHP's average 1,345 feet per second, well above the listed 1,150 feet per second, benefiting from the BC carbine's longer barrel. Accuracy was solid. Average group size, 1.08 inches, with a smallest group of 0.71. The Honey Badger was the most accurate load, and creates a massive wound channel. The last load tested, HSM's 115 grain hollow point, velocity averaged 1,364 feet per second, with a standard deviation of 12. Average group size was 1.09 inches, smallest, 1.07. I'll take 2. After accuracy testing, I swapped scopes and mounted a Reton Micro Dot Optic. After resighting, I loaded a few magazines and went for a walk. I've got several steel silhouette targets set up along my long range, so I had some fun clinking and raising my proficiency with the weapon's controls. I also switched the charging handle to the left side, using my weak hand to drop magazines, reload, and charge the action. When not in use, the BC carbine stays tucked in a copper basin firearm backpack, hanging behind the passenger seat of my pickup. It's unobtrusive, and ready at a moment's notice. Aside from the ruggedness of the plastic stock, this rifle's compact nature makes it ideal for the truck, or the farm. It's common to catch an armadillo digging a hole in a hayfield, and the 9mm cartridge is perfect for pest control. If you're looking for a home, or church, protection weapon that can use common pistol magazines, this is it, a utility gun for the homestead. And if Ruger comes out with a stainless version, I'll add one of those to my collection, too.